Hey, God bless you guys. It's me, Crystal Love for Jesus, back with another video. I pray you're having a blessed and awesome and wonderful day in the Lord Jesus. So y'all, today I have for you a wonderful brother in Christ who emailed this stream to me. And so thank you so much, brother, for sending this to me and for being bold and coming on and sharing. He said he had a dream about the Lord returning. And so we're going to go ahead and get into it, see what exactly he experienced. And just remember, y'all, this is in the Word of God. It says in the Bible, in Acts 2:17. Amen. We're going to go to it really quickly here. In the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit upon all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions and your old men will dream dreams. In those days, I will pour out my spirit even on my servants, men and women alike, and they will prophesy. And I will cause wonders in the heavens above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and clouds of smoke. The sun will become dark and the moon will turn blood red before that great and glorious day of the Lord arrives. But everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. Amen. It's in the Word of God. The Lord has given this message to us. He's telling us that he is coming soon. And he is telling us we are living in the end times. And that is why we are having the dreams and visions coming forth. And not only that, the blood moons and the solar eclipses, these are all signs that the Lord is telling us that the end times are near. And we are seeing the wars and rumors of war that are taking place right now. Amen. So we need to make sure that we are paying attention to what God is trying to tell us and get ready for the rapture of the church is coming soon. And that is the only escape to escape the great tribulation that is coming. So with that being said, y'all, let's get into the video.
Hey everybody, I hope you all are well. This is for Crystal to make a video. I had a dream about 3 or 4 months ago. It was about Jesus coming down with Saint Michael, with another angel. It might have been Daniel, I'm not sure. That's kind of blurry because I was so distracted by Jesus, his glory, his holiness, how wonderful he looked. And all three of them came down at the same time. And I was looking out my window and I seen it. And I believe they were looking for the Antichrist. And there's like green hedges, like a wall, like a whole wall on one side. It wasn't even what it looks like outside now where I live at, but. And then whenever they were done, like maybe there's some parts that are blurry, but I believe that's what they were looking for. And then it was crazy, like it just all three looked up and were gone in like a blink of an eye. It was like faster than light. It was like the images of them were there for a split more second. And they were just, they're all three gone just like that. Maybe they're like going to another part of the earth looking for the Antichrist, I'm sure. But it felt so real that I woke up, I was like, did that really just happen? Did I see them? Like it felt so surreal. It wasn't like a really long dream. But it was weird because after that dream, then I fell back to sleep and then I had another dream. I think it was like semi-trucks and other cars just ramming and crashing, and it was wild. It was like weird. But yeah, like it's weird, like I'll have multiple dreams in one dream. It's so strange to me, but like you guys, like it's serious. And that's the only dream I've ever had of Jesus. I never thought I'd ever have a dream of him. But I did, and it's amazing. And like, we gotta get right with God because they're coming back soon. Jesus is coming back soon. Like, it's serious. We gotta get right with him because he's not playing around. He's coming back soon. Like, I kept falling off. Like, I believed in God most of my life, but I never got serious until now. I feel the Holy Spirit in me strongly, very strongly. We all gotta get right with him. and repent every day, and we need to pray for people. Even if they do you wrong, you got to pray for them. But yeah, just stay strong, everybody, brothers and sisters. Like, if you're struggling, just ask him for help. He will forgive you for everything. Because you got to repent every day. He's coming back soon. There's signs in the sky. The clouds are looking different. If you guys haven't noticed, the moon. Like, he's giving us signs, everybody. He's giving us signs. Look up. Right, just see the signs. He's giving it to us. And everything that's happening right now in the world, he's showing us. And everything that's happened in the Bible, it's unveiling before our very eyes. The Bible is true. True to word. Love you guys. I hope to see you all in the afterlife with our Heavenly Father. Hope you all have a good day or night wherever you are. Have a good one.
Amen. Glory to God. Thank you so much for that, brother. You are amazing. And your dream was very powerful because it's in the book of Revelation. So we're going to go there and read that right now, y'all. So it's we're going to start in chapter 19 of Revelation. Are y'all ready to listen to some Bible scripture? Yay! All right, so it says, the rider on the white horse. It's really interesting because he said that his Jesus and Archangel Michael or Gabriel, that they were looking for the Antichrist. Woo, man, I cannot wait to see that moment when the real Jesus comes down, right? And he... can you... it's like when you... It's like when you are confronting your imposter, you know, like somebody's impersonating you and then you confront them and you're like the real one, right? And it's just like, oh, snap, you know, like we're going to see that moment. It's going to be so crazy and awesome. And it's going to be like, yeah, man, this is the real Jesus. This is, look at this glory coming down on his white horse and everything. So let's read this, y'all. It says, the rider on the white horse. Starting at verse 11, 19 verse 11. Then I saw heaven open and a white horse was standing there. Its rider was named Faithful and True, for he judges fairly and wages a righteous war. His eyes were like flames of fire and on his head were many crowns. A name was written on him that no one understood except himself. He wore a robe dipped in blood and his title was The Word of God. The enemies of heaven, dressed in the finest of pure white linen, followed him on white horses. From his mouth came a sharp sword to strike down the nations. He will rule them with an iron rod. He will release the fierce wrath of God, the Almighty, like juice flowing from a wine press. On his robe, at his thigh, was written this title, King of all Kings and Lord of all lords. Then I saw an angel standing in the sun, shouting to the vultures flying in the sky, come, gather together for the great banquet God has prepared. Come and eat the flesh of kings, generals, and strong warriors, of horses and their riders, and of all humanity, both free and slaves, small and great. Then I saw the beast and the kings of the world and their armies gathered to fight against the one sitting on the horse and his army, and the beast was captured. With him, the false prophet who did mighty miracles on behalf of the beast, miracles that deceived all who had accepted the mark of the beast and who worshipped his statue. Both the beast and his false prophet were thrown alive into the fiery lake of burning sulfur. Their entire army was killed by the sharp sword that came from the mouth of the one riding the white horse. And the vultures all gorged themselves on the dead bodies. Man, oh man. Let's keep going. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven with the key to the bottomless pit and a heavy chain in his hand. He seized the dragon, that old serpent who is the devil, Satan, and bound him in the chains for 1,000 years. The angel threw him into the bottomless pit, which he then shut and locked, so Satan could not deceive the nations anymore until the 1,000 years were finished. Afterward, he must be released for a little while. So you see, when Jesus comes down and he's on his white horse and he's searching for that Antichrist, that great dragon and the false prophet and that false Messiah, he is just going to bam with this sword, with the word of God. You know, it's really interesting because it says how the word is powerful. And just how when we speak words from our mouth, they can either hurt somebody or make people feel better. So it's crazy because God's word, he can just speak things and people are disintegrated. Like, words have so much power. And that's why it's so important that any kind of words that come out of our mouth are only the good things, because we only want to give people courage and praise and encourage people and love people and not have profanity coming out of our mouths. That's why it's so important for profanity not to come out of our mouths. Amen. So I love it. I love it. I loved your dream, brother. Thank you so much for sharing. And look how cool that is, because it goes directly linked with the scriptures as well. And so thank you all for joining me here today. Thank you guys so much for being so loving and awesome. And you guys are always such a blessing. And I'm glad that you all are enjoying these videos that the Lord has me doing. And honestly, God's ministry is beautiful. And, you know, when he gave me that sign that I was going to do this, I was like, I did not want to do it. But I see the fruit, and I see all the great things that the Lord is doing through this ministry. And I'm just so grateful that I get to be a part of this and to continue in the Lord's work. And, you know, he is the reason why I'm able to do this. He gives me the supernatural strength and power. Like, when you're reading the scripture and it's telling you that, you know, Apostle Paul is like, I can keep going because the strength of God empowers me. That is literally real, okay? Like, we are not doing any of this on our own strength. I definitely am not. I would have totally, like, dumped out on this ministry a long time ago, because if I was doing it on my own strength, I wouldn't even be able to do it. There's no way I could do this, because I'm a hermit. I'm a hermit. I stay in my house. I do not like to be like the center of attention. I don't like to be talking. I'm not a talker, but the Lord gives me the words to speak, like he said he was going to do with Moses. Amen. And that's how God shows his glory. You know, he grabs somebody who does not have none of those qualities, doesn't have anything, you know, and he like gives it all to you. I did not obtain any of this. I did not accomplish anything, because God's the one that accomplished everything through me. He was giving me the words. He was giving me the strength, the energy, the stamina, the time. You know, he looks after his ministry when he's the one that calls you to it, right? He's always going to provide for what he wants to get done. Amen. So, with that being said, y'all, I love you so much. And if you made it to the end of this video, please leave below in the comments, the rider on the white horse. Woo! Jesus! Yes, I'm excited. And I'll see you guys again soon in the next one. Bye!